prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield. There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for A Call to Decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
All righty, here we go, folks. I am here. I forgot to turn my mic up. Oh, my. But I've only done this for a couple of years now. So, but anyway, this is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 1 July 2024. Welcome to this program. See, I did that on purpose so y'all won't feel like I'm a professional, because I certainly am not. But nonetheless, Todd just said, one of these days I'll get it right. I'm sure I will. Just give me another 30 years. But anyway, glad you're with us tonight, and I do mean that. I seriously do, folks. You're all blessings. You're just being there. Your input is so important to us. I want to thank y'all for being there for us for many, many, many years. And I do mean that. And I want to apologize. Our guest is not answering the phone. I don't know what happened. We were going to talk to Mr. Daniel Smithwick with the Nehemiah Institute, but for some reason he's not answering the phone. Who knows what it is? I mean, I didn't think calling today to remind him. It's partly my fault, perhaps. But it is what it is. Nothing to do about it. It's just one of those things. And we'll do our best. We'll do our best to get by as best we can tonight and hopefully have something worthwhile to say that will bless somebody with information I want to share with you. And I'm trying right now to get some instruments tuned in. No luck. But anyway, we're doing the best I can as a greener, I guess you say, in the radio. Nonetheless, welcome. We'll get started. A lot of things we're going to talk about tonight. Before we do that, though, we have had almost no orders for the last month coming in. That's okay. But I want to tell you, we're going to put some specials on, if you don't mind. And hopefully people will start maybe writing again and asking for some things, because we want to give you some nice things that you can use to show your testimony and help other people. Before we do that, though, I have a prayer request from Mitchell Harms from Virginia. He's asking for prayer. He usually calls office every week. He hadn't called about 3 weeks now, so we're a little concerned about him. And he did call us to message one day. He wanted prayer. And also, I've heard nothing from Mick in New Mexico, nothing at all. I'm very concerned about Mick. It doesn't sound like he's doing well at all. Something's happened. And Paula needs healing. She's a good lady, calls every week or two, and likes to talk about things going on. Paula needs healing also. So please keep that in mind, okay? And this coming Thursday, the office will be closed. There's no orders to fill anything, so we'll office be closed. Give Crystal a day off. It is the 4th, of course. Give Lisa a day off, so it'll be closed this Thursday, and hopefully back on track in for the following week, on the following Thursday. But the specials we're going to do this month, folks, any written material in our catalog, any books, any other written material in there, we give 10% off of any books or written material in the catalog. And I hope you take advantage of that. I really do. I started teaching this past weekend in Bible study on how Sodom conquered America. That's exactly what they did. The spirit of Sodom, the sexual deviant spirit of Sodom and Gomorrah, has conquered America. And their sign of conquering, as I mentioned in the Bible study, is that their flag flies over government buildings, over school buildings, over church buildings, all over towns and cities. Their flag flies triumphant, and the Christian flag doesn't fly at all. Now, I don't know if doing good to say this or not. Most people ignore what I say, I guess, because we don't see any much in response. But I'm going to do something I've never done. We're going to offer. We have four flags we offer here. We have number one, the Christian flag. Number two, the colonial flag. Number three, the Confederate battle flag, which I totally believe in. And number four, the don't tread on me flag. All four of those are generally $55. We're going to let them go for $45, all four of them. But the one I really want you to get tonight is the Christian flag. We're watching this perverted so-called pride flag take over our country, and I can't get Christians to put a Christian flag in front of their house. I don't care if all you have is an apartment. Hang it somewhere. Hanging off your front deck if you have a deck on the somewhere in the property. Put on a flagpole. Why don't we tell people that we are Christians and we're not ashamed of it? I put up the Christian flag. I put the colonial flag under that because Christ is over our nation. That's the way. That's how I do it. The Christian flag is normally $15. For those that want it, $12 while they last. But all four of them for $45. But the Christian flag is $12. And I would like to see all that we have go out of here in a couple days. I have to order more. Frankly, I'm quite ashamed at the response of most Christians when it comes to doing something like this. They seem to ignore us. They seem like they just don't care enough to get involved. It's sad, but it's true. So there's a specials for the month. 10% off any books or written material. If you order 5 books, take off 10% of whatever the total is. If you want all four flags, 45. Christian flag, 12. And I'm asking you, for the glory of God, please, please make a statement with the Christian flag. Please do that. And I'm thinking about Gary and Donna out in Arizona. What a beautiful flag to fly along with your posters. The Christian flag. Wow. But anyway, this guy just came to my mind, Gary. I just want to mention that. But anyway, they're available if you want them. And I hope you take advantage of that. I really, really do. But we want to get into some, as I said, a guest didn't answer the phone tonight. So it's going to be kind of open forum, if you will. And the phone lines are open right now all through the broadcast. This is one of the few times without a guest that you may call in, express your opinion, ask any questions, ask for prayer requests, give praise reports. Tonight is your program just as much as it is mine. If you don't take advantage of that to speak to thousands of people all over this country and around the world, thousands, tens of thousands of them, shame on you is all I can say. If you have something to say, now's your chance to speak your mind. 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. We want to hear from you. But let's get started, if you don't mind. I don't know if y'all get the news with views online paper or not, or if you receive our emails, I don't know. But if you do either one, you saw that I wrote two letters. One to the CEO of Walmart, and one to the CEO of Tractor Supply. I wrote in there with no uncertain terms what I believe, what I preach, and warned them the payday is coming. And I don't mean on this earth, I mean in eternity. I got what I expected back from Walmart, more or less a form letter. I shared it this past week in Bible study. But I haven't got a letter back from Tractor Supply yet. But Tractor Supply reversed their course and backs out of the woke initiatives following conservative backlash. Folks, when you speak up, you can make a difference, but you got to speak up. You have to speak up. If you don't speak up, then all I can say is you're letting your family down. Your children depend on you to take care of them, and not just now, but in the future. If you don't speak up to counter this decadent filth and lifestyle, we call it, you're not walking as Christ. You're not walking as a Christian. I'd put it that way. But Tractor Supply did back down. I'm sure when they saw what happened to Anheuser-Busch and what happened to them and their sales dropping $1 billion or more, I think they decided perhaps it's not worth the effort. I like to think that my letter, among others, has something to do with this. But if you don't speak up, then you have no reason to complain. Don't whine to me if you're not willing to get in the battle. Don't tell me how hard it is and how frustrating it is. If you're not willing to pick up the sword and shield, get into the battle, just get off the field and let me fight by myself if I have to. Just get off the field. I don't need you cluttering up the field. If you want to stand beside us, behind us, protect our backs and fight with us in the trenches, in the foxhole, we want you. But if you're not, please, go listen to somebody else. Because what I'm saying doesn't mean anything to you. So please understand that. We want you to stand with us. But Tractor Supply, by the grace of God, by the might of His word, and people speaking the truth, back down from their woke agenda. That's the power we have in Christ if we stand together. Folks, the church of God is unstoppable if we follow the leadership of our Savior in Jesus Christ. It's unstoppable. It is invincible to the power of Satan if we follow him. You say, well, preacher, people have been martyred for that. Look at the disciples and the apostles. They were martyred for it. Yes, they were. But look what they accomplished worldwide. The power of the church, folks, is not always in the physical. It's always in the spiritual. We may see the outcome in the physical world, like as you say, Tractor Supply backing down from all the perversion. We see that in the physical world. But the battle took place in the spiritual world. What you see happening in the flesh, folks, is secondary to what's happening in the spiritual world. What you see in the way of what's happening in people's lives, personal lives, national lives, whatever, is what spirit controls an individual or nation. When you see chaos in the streets, crime in the streets, when you see murder, rape, pillaging, and all manner of evil going on, that comes from the spiritual side. It's been manifest in the flesh. But when God's Spirit, when the Spirit of righteousness and the Holy Spirit reigns and rules in the heart of man, you see peace. You see prosperity. I don't mean that you name it and claim it. I'm not saying that. But you'll see prosperity in the sense that people will be able to enjoy their lives, enjoy their families. There'll be neighborhoods, again, where there's very little robbing and stealing and drugs, but I don't see that happening, do you? When God Almighty withdraws his protection from an individual's life, they're damned. Romans chapter 1 makes that very clear. When God removes the protecting hand from a nation, it's damned. Folks, we're living in very perilous times. All I'm asking for you to do is stand with us in the battle. I keep thinking about Gary and Donna. Remember, Gary and Donna, we love y'all. Thank you for your constant courage on the streets. You know, that man's been out there with it, good times, bad times, indifferent to what people are different way he does, and some people care, some many don't. But he's out there. He's like a soldier that just won't quit trudging forward. He just doesn't quit. He's like a bulldog, won't turn loose. That's what Christians have to be to prevail in a world like this. If you live in the day and you're all hunky-dory and at peace with everybody and no one's mad at you because of what you say and stand for, you are not walking as a Christian. You are not walking as a Christian. As I started the lesson this past weekend on how Sodom conquered America, I didn't get into the reason why yet. I just laid the groundwork. And Psalms 127, verse 1 says, unless the Lord builds a house, they labor in vain that builds it. Unless the Lord watch over a city, the watchman waketh in vain. I will tell you this. It's as clear as I can put it. God didn't drop the ball. He didn't let us slide into this. We went into captivity with Sodom because the church quit preaching the whole counsel of the Word of God. We started compromising. We started going along, get along. We started teaching love, love, love. Come by y'all. Love, love, love. Join hands. This is what's happened. But folks, the battle must rage on. This is not a teaching, a sermon to upset you. It's a teaching to encourage you. What do we call big victories or little victories? It makes no difference. In the eyes of God, faithfulness is a victory in itself. You may say, well, we didn't gain anything. We lost our lives. We lost everything we had. We didn't gain anything. You're looking at the physical side of it. On the spiritual side, you gained eternity with your Savior. And the fruit of what you've sown will be reaped. Understand this, you warriors out there. Again, Gary and Donna, you warriors out there who've stood faithful for so many years and look back and think, well, I didn't accomplish a lot. In your eyes, maybe not. In your eyes, sometimes we get discouraged and frustrated. I know I do. I do. When things are so slow with the ministry, we could get everything filled in 2 hours on a weekday on Thursdays because nobody's called, nobody's ordered anything. It's discouraging. But I can't let it stop me. I can't do it. You know, by the grace of God, I get letters from time to time from people that we have helped by the grace of God. I say by His grace, not by my might, not by my power, but by His Spirit. I get letters that people thank us for being so faithful to the Lord and not compromising His Word. That's just because I don't know how to quit. Not because I don't want to quit. Not because I haven't tried to quit. I just can't. As Jeremiah said, okay, ever guess? All right, guess this. Okay, got on. But anyway, Jeremiah said, he said he would quit preaching if he could. But he couldn't because he had a fire that in his bones that would consume him if he didn't preach the Word of God. If I quit preaching the Word of God and stand for the truth, folks, it would consume me. I cannot do that. And by His grace and might, I won't do that. Now, our guest just showed up. He's a little bit late, but I won't dock his pay this time. But anyway, our guest is Daniel Smithwick with Nehemiah Institute. And, folks, this man is a special guy. He's even older than I am, so you know what I'm talking about then, okay? But he's a man that stands for the truth and has been trying to share the truth for many years. And he and I were discussing the other day something that they're working on right now very strongly. I'm going to say this. We'll introduce our guest. There are only two kingdoms. Only two kingdoms, no, not dozens, only two kingdoms, the kingdom of light and the kingdom of darkness. There are only two mindsets, the Christian worldview or the humanist worldview. Well, I don't believe in God, but I'm not a humanist. Yes, you are. That's exactly what a humanist is. It's a fool that said they don't believe in God. So there are only two worldviews, Christian worldview and humanist worldview. Unfortunately, our nation has been run from longer than I've been alive under the humanist worldview, and folks were reaping what we've sown for many years. Hello, Daniel. How are you?
I'm just fine, and you can go ahead and dock my pay.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Problems showed up at the last second, but, hey, I like what you were saying when I logged in, that the need of the day is to preach the Word of God.
Without compromise, America, without compromise.
Yeah, without. If America doesn't hear the Word of God, we're going to continue to slide and dark age is coming. That's the bottom line.
Well, you know, and, Dan, you're a little bit older than I am, but you've seen more than I have. We're already in dark ages compared to what it was 50 years ago.
But it's going to get a lot darker if this trend continues. You know, we can still get in our car and drive someplace. We can buy what we want and we can eat where we want. But in a real socialist Marxist country, those kind of things disappear. And that's the path that we are on.
I agree.
And it concerns me greatly that so many people, the majority of Christians don't see this coming. The signs are everywhere, especially in education. But this is serious stuff, and we've been doing this for 30 years, measuring worldviews of schools, you know, high school students and college students, and we've seen the slide from a Judeo-Christian worldview, our founding principles, to today, deep into socialism. Humanism and socialism, that's the worldview of most youth today from Christian homes. From Christian homes.
Oh, yes. Yes.
And you know, can't be, but...
Well, it is. But it is. You know, and the thing that really upsets me is people call themselves Christians don't seem to care enough to want to get involved. If we truly are born again, if we are truly spirit-filled, we cannot exist in this world without confrontation because we're surrounded by evil and no righteous individual can peaceably coexist with evil. Is that a fair statement?
Well, I guess it would have to be a fair statement because that's what Jesus himself said. You know,
that's exactly right. I agree.
If you follow me, you will be persecuted. And so we're seeing the body of Christ trying to hide from things and avoid evil and avoid getting involved. And this is not good.
It isn't good. It is good. But tell the folks very quickly about what you do and who you are. I don't get off too far ahead of ourselves. Tell the folks who you are and what
sure.
you do.
So we are Nehemiah Institute. We are known for a worldview assessment tool that Christian schools use, but not just schools, ministries, churches. And this tool is designed to show us what kind of worldview is really shaping our ideas for what makes for the right kind of life. And we've now put that on a new platform, and that's the main thing I wanted to communicate tonight, worldviewcheckup.org. And I think that's the appropriate phrase for today, worldview checkup. Are individuals needed? Are churches needed? Are schools needed? Our nation needs it.
Amen.
So you can go to this worldviewcheckup.org. It's very inexpensive. And get an instant scorecard that shows you where your worldview, basically, what's the foundation of it. And then there's teaching papers that are digitally linked to the scorecard, same low price. So it's a teaching tool and an assessment tool all in one. It's very simple. It takes about 30 minutes. Worldviewcheckup.org. I highly recommend your audience take a look at that.
Okay. And that asks for people's opinions on different issues and grades them, so to speak?
Yes, it does. The actual test that it uses is called the Peers test. And Christian schools around the country know about the Peers test. P-E-E-R-S, that's an acronym, standing for P for politics, by which we mean civil government, E for economics, E for education, R for religion, and S for social issues. So what we're doing with this is helping people see, am I thinking biblically in these five spheres of life? Politics / civil government, economics, education, religion, and social issues. Most Christians, of course, have been fed fairly good information about religion over their years. Very few have been taught how to think biblically about the sphere of civil government, economics, even education. So that's what this shows is where is our thinking coming from in these very important spheres of life? It's something we all should want to know.
Amen. Amen. And this is available. Give the website one more time.
Sure. worldviewcheckupaltogether.org. Very confidential. No one in the world will see results except the person taking the test. They take it 24/7, any kind of device, and you'll get instant results along with all of the teaching papers. So it's really quite a bargain. And it'll definitely show where your strengths are and your weaknesses are and point you to some good position papers. We also have, of course, our other materials on the website store. But the main thing is just start with the worldview checkup. And then tell your friends about it at church. Tell your pastor about it. A pastor should use this to get a worldview checkup on his church. Why not? And we can give a summary report back, no names, a summary report that shows which test questions were most frequently missed. I mean, that's ready-made sermon material. So it's really a very nifty tool, and it meets the need of the hour.
And how long have you been running the Institute?
34 years. In the late 70s, I founded the EMI Institute. We rolled out Pures testing in 1980, and primarily being used by Christian schools, over 1,000, over 125,000 tests have been taken. Even some folks from some other countries, especially Brazil, because the Bible speaks to every culture, right? The Bible's good for every culture.
Sure.
And every culture has to do these five spheres. They all have to have a civil government of some type, economic system, education system, social issues. So the test simply says, am I thinking biblically or not in all of these major spheres? And we all know the proverb, most likely, that says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so he
yes,
is.
Yes.
Wrong yes. thoughts, wrong behavior. That simple.
That it is that simple. But it sounds too simple. But it really is that simple.
Yeah. It is that simple. And, you know, also, you know, and I think it's Isaiah, when the Lord said, your thoughts are not my thoughts.
Uh-huh.
My ways are not your ways. Well, that wasn't a compliment. That's a condemnation, you know, that we're not thinking his thoughts. 2 Corinthians 10:5, take every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. That's quite a challenge. Take every thought captive. But here we are. You know, America is being run on very bad ideas today. Economic ideas, moral ideas. And it's all because we've allowed ourselves to adopt some bad worldview positions.
Well, you know, but the enemy knows how to package those worldviews in a very sweet-sounding package, do they not?
Absolutely. I mean, an angel of light, you know, comes as a nice guy, right? Not as a not as a bad guy.
Yes,
and,
he does.
And, you know, we've bought into a lot of that. We've had our kids in school systems where everything but Christianity was being taught.
And oh, yes.
So now we're in a royal mess. It's not just, you know, bad ideas, I guess I could say. It's evil.
It is evil. It is. But folks, we're at the break, and we like to have phone calls tonight if you like it. 844-769-2944. Don't y'all go away.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Nevada Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life of over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Nevada a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Nemana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wild-crafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistant summer at gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistant summer at gmail.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of Carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Pick up your sword and shield. On the battlefield, Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
All righty, folks. Welcome back. You're talking to David Smithwick of the MI Institute. And I would urge you, and I've done that test once before. I'm going to do it again because I can't remember my results. They were pretty good, I think. I think I made a passing grade on thinking like a Christian. It's just that easy. How well do you know in your heart, from knowing the Word of God, how well do you know how to conduct your life and how to expect that your country should be run in all affairs, public or private? How well do you know that? This test will give you an idea. Maybe some things you may have to sharpen up on a little bit, but it's a very interesting. I remember taking it, it's been a couple of years ago now, but a very interesting thing to do. I got to do that again so you get caught up on it. So you've been doing this for... Go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I remember when you took that, and you did do pretty well. And most Christians will do fairly well to really good in the religion category. Our scorecards, you only give you one of four letters for a grade, A, B, C, or H. And H does not mean hellbound or hopeless.
Okay.
It just means you need some help.
Oh gosh. Okay,
so A, B, C, or H, and you can get a letter for every one of the five spheres: government, economics, education, religion, and social issues. And you see, I got an A here, got a B there, got a C minus here, and whoops, I got an H over here. Better do some work on that. And we give really excellent position papers by question, so we can find biblical studies on the topic, you know, the nature of that question. That's really pretty cool.
That is pretty cool. And everybody listen, if you have a computer, you need to do this. Just trust me and do it.
Worldviewcheckup.org. Yeah, worldviewcheckup.org. Takes you about 20-25 minutes.
Go ahead. 20-25 minutes, okay.
And 24/7, you know, any kind of device, cell phone, laptop, PC, it'll work. And, yeah, it'll... You know, our culture has been going secular for so long We've all bought into a lot of ideas just because that was kind of the standard for the day. We never bothered to think about, is that a biblical idea or not? Well, this test helps you see where we have bought into some secular thinking, if not socialist thinking, almost by osmosis. It's just in the air.
Well, it's been taught in the public school system longer than you and I have been alive. It started, and we had much better schools in the 50s, no doubt.
Yes.
It snuck in back in the late 1800s, at least, if not before that.
Yeah, middle of the 1800s, 1850, John Dewey,
yes.
Horseman, and they knew what they were doing. This didn't happen by accident. They wanted the schools to be de-Christianized, and they got their wish.
It took them a couple generations, but they did it.
Yes. Yes.
They did.
They sure did. There was very little pushback by the church.
There is, and even when something as evil as a drag queen show going on in the school, I just read an article today that a gentleman got upset because they brought it in his community. He got 300 censures from other people in the community that didn't want it. He went to a meeting before the board. He was the only one that showed up, and there were dozens there opposed him. Now, imagine that. Now, folks, listen, this is what makes me sick. 300 people said, attaboy, we agree with you, sick him. He went there by himself and was basically attacked by everybody there because of his stand. This is why the church is losing the battle. We haven't showed up to fight.
Yeah.
You can't win a war, folks, without being on the battlefield. Understand this. We've lost this battle because the church has not showed up to fight. They compromised, sold out, tolerated to the point that we damned ourselves and our children's future. That's just the way I can put it, no plainer than that. I don't know any big words, folks. I'm a hillbilly. I just barely speak English. So understand this. I'm telling you the reason we lost is because they didn't fight.
Right.
That's exactly true. We're cowards.
Right.
We're spiritual cowards. One man showed up out of 300.
Well,
go
just
ahead.
Like when David,
yes.
One man, he showed up, and all the soldiers were standing on the sidelines, knees shaking. And, they said this guy's too big to fight, and David said he's too big to miss. that's the way he went.
Well, I was making a point before you got on with this tonight. I'm making the point that you may think you may be martyred. You may go to jail. I don't know. I can't promise you won't. And you think, well, we didn't do so.
Yeah.
We lost. No, no, no. In the eyes of God, we win. Faithfulness is all he asks. We win. In the end, when all the smoke is cleared and the battleground is cleared off, those who stood for Christ will be the winners. I don't care what it looks like on this earth or not, we'll be the winners. Hey, let's go to Texas and talk to Matt. Let's talk to Matt in Texas. Matt, come on in and welcome.
Hello, Pastor Butch. It's been a while.
Yes, it has.
Have you heard what's going down here in the Dallas area with these false prophets? We had three of them go down here in the last month.
I did hear about a couple of them.
The last one is this Robert Morris. Did you hear about him?
No, I didn't. I don't guess I know him.
He's got 100,000 member. He's on TV everywhere, and he's got 100,000 member church. Well, they just found out a lady came up, and when she was 12, he was molesting her, and he was a pastor of like 22 or something. And so he had to resign. And so so the Lord's were in Tony Evans. You heard of Tony Evans?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
And T.D. Jakes, I'm not sure if he's resigned yet, but he's about to go. He's the next one. So the Lord's moving. I tell you, these mega churches, hell has enlarged themselves. These people are, I did some research on this Morris, and you know what he's teaching? He's teaching unlimited, I call it the unlimited grace gospel. You can do anything you want after you're saved.
Oh,
and
yeah.
That's what these people,
yeah.
They're going to these,
yeah.
they have itching ears, and they're going to hell. They're following these false prophets to hell. They're being entertained with his music and stuff.
I agree.
And so the Lord's bringing them down. So, these mega churches, they're bad.
What? This one saved, always saved doctrine is damned a lot of people. But, that's part Calvinistic. You know that. The Calvinists believe that you're predestined. No matter what you do, you're going to heaven.
That's
hell.
What, that's what Billy Graham preached, you know, for years.
Yes.
And
yes.
Now they've just taken it up a step farther, you know. And so, you know, Paul said, should we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid, you know.
That's right.
But they're saying, yeah, you can go ahead and sin, and you're still saved. It doesn't matter what you do after you come to Christ. So,
well,
that's why they're getting rich.
Hebrews chapter 10 says differently, doesn't it? After we come to the knowledge of the truth, yes, Hebrews chapter 10, you know, about verse 26,
right.
I believe it is. They say, you know, that once you, if you were judged by in the Old Testament, what's going to be in the New Testament when you've done abuse to grace, so to speak? So how much
right.
worse punishment are you going to receive because you've done abuse to the name of Christ?
Right.
You know, people don't want to hear this, but you don't just walk up the altar and shake the preacher's hand and slide into heaven. It doesn't work that way.
Yeah, he preached the message on divine benefits, and one of the benefits is you can just basically, after you're saved, you can sin, and then you're still covered, so it's crazy.
I wonder how many people are going to send to hell with that. Go ahead.
That's right.
Go ahead, Daniel. What do you want to say?
Yeah, I was just going to say that's clearly not the biblical teaching of being saved. You know, for somebody to say that that's what that means, they don't understand the scriptures and the real meaning. Because if you are truly saved, you want to honor Christ. You don't want to take advantage and follow the devil's ways. Yes, we still have our fallen nature and we have our, you know, tendencies.
It's a battle.
But the Holy Spirit dwells within, convicts our conscience. So that's clearly just some heresy that people that preach that kind of thing.
It's so clearly contradicted that people believe the Bible. I'll just read real quickly two verses in Hebrews chapter 10. Verse 28 said, he that despised Moses' law died without mercy under two or three witnesses. Of how much sore punishment, suppose ye, shall he be thought worthy with trodden under foot the Son of God, and hath counted the blood of the covenant wherewith he was sanctified, he was saved, an unholy thing, and done despite unto the Spirit of grace. How clear is that?
Yeah,
right.
That's very clear.
They teach that, this Morris taught that you're sanctified, you're being sanctified. You're not...
That ain't what the book
sanctified
says.
Sanctified right now. That's right. So they're teaching that you're being sanctified, and that's in their Bible that these New Age Bibles that they're reading out of and stuff. So anyway,
oh,
I thought I would bring that to you.
Well, thank you, Matt. And by the way, folks, our magazine sent every month. You'll see an address in there with about Matt Team in there. He puts out a little magazine, a little newsletter once a month. Very informative little newsletter, and it's free if you want it. It's free.
Good for him.
Sure.
All right, Matt. Thanks for the call.
Oh,
appreciate it. Thank you. And by the way, Brother Daniel, if you remind me before I get off the air tonight to give me email address, I'd like to add you to our Minuteman magazine list. I'll be sending you out a new one for July.
I would love to have that, Pastor Butch.
Okay.
I really would.
All right.
I'll give it to Todd. Huh? Okay.
Give it to Todd, and he'll get to me, and I'll get you on the list to receive it. Let's go to Indiana and talk to Yvonne. Yvonne, you there?
Yeah, Pastor Birch, I just got in. I was I'm not paying attention to time, but years ago I saw a video on YouTube with Billy Graham and Crystal Cathedral pastor, and they were saying there's many ways to heaven. I don't know if it was doctored, but I had read that Billy Graham pushed the Catholic Church. I don't know if it's true or not, but that's what I've heard.
You heard, I'm sorry, Billy Graham did what now?
He was on YouTube saying that there's many ways to heaven.
Yes, yes, yes.
And with Crystal Cathedral pastor. And I was married to a pastor, and I thought I had a husband the rest of my life. Well, it only lasted 4 months, and I was pretty brokenhearted over the whole thing. And people said, Yvonne, he's going to go to hell. And I said, no, pray for him that he gets his heart right. And he told me he had a vision. He was in a car accident, and he saw a judgment seat, and he said that his rewards went to ashes, I think's what he said, but I hope he repents that I was wife number five, maybe. The man that married us put the wrong date on the marriage license. I had four lawyers, and I wasn't even told the day, if I was even married to him, the day the divorce was final. And I was told to be at court February 1st, National Freedom Day, but I wasn't informed that on Friday, my lawyer that I fired, Corley, was in evidently in court with him. My divorce papers looked like a little kid had scribbled. Everything was... I wasn't allowed to bring up any of the charges against me and none of the money that I gave him. The only thing I was allowed to do was sign that I wouldn't sue him. Four Crawford County sheriffs threw me out of the home. He changed the lock on the bedroom door, and I asked him to open it, and he kicked the door open. I called 911 and ran out of the house, and he called Crestline Police, and I waited for four sheriffs from Crawford County, and I went told I had to leave the home. He said he wanted me in the psychiatric ward, and so I had 15 minutes to leave. He had a home, a church, and the parsonage where he told me that I would live the rest of my life. And I think that's a... Anyhow, that's what happened with me.
Okay, and by the way, I'll tell you this, Yvonne, because I love you. Don't marry a divorced man. He's not free till his wife is dead. That's adultery. But thanks for the call, Yvonne. I'm so sorry, sweetheart. I'm glad you're okay, though. I mean, it's that's sad. It happens a lot. See, that again, that fits in with what we're talking about tonight, the Christian worldview. And I know it's not popular today. I know it's not, Brother Daniel. It's not popular today, but
yes,
it doesn't change the Bible,
too.
Does it?
I know that. Yeah, absolutely. But, you know, the day of reckoning is coming, and, you know, we'll be held accountable for every word we speak, right?
Yes, we are.
So we need to have the right thinking, to have the right words, to have the right behavior. And that's what this assessment really helps with.
We live in a time when Satan has infiltrated every part of our life. You know that. Even the churches.
Yes.
Big-time churches
yes.
now.
Yes.
That's true.
Yeah.
Well, let's go talk to Jan. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, seminaries, too, I was going to say.
Oh, yes, absolutely. I call them cemeteries, but let's go.
Yeah.
Let's speak to Jan in Iowa. Jan, come on in, sis.
Hey, Pastor. I don't know how big you are on dreams and visions and all that, but Steve Quayle down in Holdings, Steve's good friend, science guy, he calls him, who's 16 hours away, halfway across the world, and another female person that they know real well, they're their friends, all had the same dream.
Hmm.
Judgment, fire, nuclear
yes.
weapons, taking
yes.
down Air Force One and another jet, people being surrounded by armored ATVs, men with weird homemade helmets on, being just slaughtered, and they're frozen there for... until they finally realized what was going on and started to run, and it was too late. Neighbors going over into people's houses with the mother at the top of the stairs, the daughter at the bottom of the stairs, and he said, and Daniel Holding said, and I just knew what they were going to do to that girl before they killed her. And they were their neighbors. Yeah.
Wow.
And then we have the, nuclear bombs, and they all got the same word. The go order has been given.
Well, I think that is imminent. I truly do. I haven't had any dreams. I'm not a prophet per se that way. But biblically, I can say I can prophesy the future. America's going to pay hell for her sin.
This dream shook Steve Quayle, Daniel Holdings, the science guy, and their other friend. It shook them enough that they, everybody knows Steve. And they sent me, all sent emergent emails. Call me right away. They were shaking.
Wow.
Really shaking.
Interesting. Interesting.
And then Benjamin Faircloth, you know Benjamin Faircloth, United Church anyway. He was given Nahum, which was the one that came and told him after the war went to city. That's just in the burden of Nimrod. The Book of the Vision of Nahum, the Echo Side. It's on page 443 of the King James Version Bibles that the pastor sells.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
It talks of God being jealous God, a revengeful God.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And
yes, he is.
God's fury and how hard it is for him to come to anger, but he came to anger. Woe to the bloody city. It is all full of lies and robbery. They pray, departeth not. The noise of the whip and the noise of the rattling of the wheels and the prancing of the horses of the jumping chariots. This is in the Old Testament, guys, just so you know. Ethiopian Egypt were her strength, and it was infinite.
Yep. Oh, that was, let's face it, we've all turned to Egypt for our strength.
Nahum was sent to this city,
yes,
to tell them that they were about to be destroyed.
Yep. I understand that. I do.
That was what Benjamin Faircloth was told to preach. To preach on. Right?
Amen.
You know, these guys have these dreams, and then Faircloth was told Nahum.
Amen.
So we are
all
close.
Right.
Close.
I agree,
close,
Jan.
Very close.
I agree.
Very
thank
close,
you for the call.
And people need to... People need to realize you can only get to heaven by one way, and that's God.
Amen. Through Christ his Son. Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you, Jan. Always got, folks, she's always faithful. Bless her heart. Bless her heart, she's faithful. And I haven't had any dreams or visions, but I do believe we're in, before election comes, we're in for a lot of things going to happen. It may shock a lot of us, and I mean that.
Oh,
by the way, if I'm thinking of it, we're going to have Bible study again this weekend, be two weekends in a row. Y'all know about that. I'll announce again tomorrow night. We're going to Bible study to finish up the lesson we started, how Sodom conquered America. How Sodom conquered America. And you know, brother, that was a good example of the mindset you talked about. How
yes.
Sodom, the spirit of Sodom, conquered America, and the church did what? Most of them, a lot of them are flying the pride flag over there in their churches now.
Oh, yeah.
So that's how far down the road we're going. We're down about the last 5 minutes or so here. And folks, again, I'm going to ask you about the website. Take the test on and understand what kind of mind frame you have as a Christian. And give them the website again.
Yeah, it's a worldview test, a worldview assessment. And the website is worldviewcheckup.org.
Hey, folks,
that's
what
we're
that.
Recommending that Christians, especially pastors, you know, have your congregation, worldviewcheckup.org. It's very inexpensive, comes with teaching papers, and it's instant, and it's confidential, so why not do it?
There you go. And do it, folks. Please do it. This gentleman's been in the battle a lot of years. He's still in the battlefield. He's got energy out that's unbelievable for his age, and I thank God he's still out there. And, you know, Daniel, about out of time. He's got, like I said, a couple minutes left. But I want to thank you for what you do and for the stand you've tried to take for so many years. It was a pleasure meeting you a few years ago. It really was. And to work with somebody
you.
That's
thank
about
you.
My age that knows what's happening makes me feel good, you know?
Well, I thank the Lord for the health and the call and the abilities to do this. It's what I believe the Lord equipped me and called me to do, and I'm trying to keep my hand on the plow.
Amen. Well, yeah, we have to. We have to. I mean, I don't.
Yeah, we do.
I'm not
and
saying
thank
it's
you
easy.
Again, Pastor Butch. For,
oh, you're more than
thank
welcome.
Thank you for having me on your show again.
You're more than welcome. But, you know, I'm not saying it's easy. I know you're not either. I'm sure there have been times in your battle you like to go fishing. Just say, forget it. I'm going fishing. we all run into that sometimes. Sometimes we need a bit of R&R. Even Christ took R&R. But we can't give up the battle, can we?
Reward, you know, I mean, just crazy that we wouldn't want to be in the war. What parent, what grandparent would like to have their grandchild see a world that only worsens from what it is today?
Oh, my.
And that's what's going to happen if we don't get equipped and get involved.
Well, I say this all the time. I have 6 grandchildren and 3 great-grandsons. And what are we leaving them? What is their inheritance?
Yes.
What is their inheritance? God help us. God help us. It's really a mess. But I will call you in a few minutes to get your email address, okay?
All right, do that. I'll be here. Thanks.
All right,
okay,
God bless you, my friend. Okay.
Thanks, Mike.
Folks, bye-bye. We're done in the last couple minutes. I just want to say that I thank you for being there. The next broadcast I thought was really to the point. It's so refreshing to talk to somebody that understands the Word of God and has wisdom go with it. Knowledge without wisdom is okay, but it's only halfway there. You have to have the knowledge and the wisdom both. And on top of that, please understand this, you got to have the seasoning of love. Now, I don't mean that you're soft and womanish. No, I didn't say that. Love, the same kind of love Christ has. Christ, I would not call Christ womanish at all or soft. But the love he had was to be faithful to his Father and bring forth the news and the message his Father gave him. That's true love. True love is telling the truth in the face of all those that hate you because you actually care. Not just for them, but for your children and grandchildren. I pray that we'll be out of Christian flags within 3 or 4 days. I have to order more. I pray that. But I recommend the whole set, because they make a statement. And I am not ashamed of the statements. But the Christian flags we've flown over every Christian home, there should be much more of those flying in businesses and homes than the faggot flag, the perverted flag, the flag of filth and decadence. No one's going to make it happen, folks. It's you. You are accountable. Do with it as you will. But payday's coming for you one day, too. Our life on this earth is going to end. We don't get to do it again, folks. We get it right the first time or not at all. By the grace of God, I'll see you tomorrow night. Have a great evening. Bye-bye.
On the battlefield, Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSC talkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.